Stone walls can be found virtually everywhere in New England. They're the legacy of the glaciers that scraped and rounded boulders and stones from northern mountains and scattered them across the land. When I lived in Brewster, there were plenty of stone walls around, built from small boulders or large stones known as glacial erratics. This is because I lived on a glacial moraine, a recessional moraine to be exact, which is a ridge of low hills that mark where the ice sheet paused in its retreat some 20,000 years ago, dropping thousands upon thousands of glacial boulders and stones out of its melting mass. One year, I built a short retaining wall from the remains of an old boundary stone wall on my property. It not only gave me an appreciation of the labor and effort that went into building the many miles of stone walls in the town, it also made me look more closely at their construction. For one thing, I found that many of the old stone walls seemed to dispel the myth that everything was much better and more carefully constructed in the old days. In fact, many of the old walls were no better made than my own neophyte efforts. Like me, their builders had laid the biggest rocks at the base and then balanced increasingly smaller ones on top to the point of instability. Moreover, there were chinks between the stones large enough for rabbits to clamber through. Such a construction requires the least labor, but it also results in the least durability. Most of these lazy walls, as I call them, had long ago tumbled into low mounds and were now merely minor obstacles for the wild myrtle to sprawl over. By contrast, the best constructed stone walls, the ones that seemed to have lost the least to gravity, frost, and roots over the years, were those which had double walls of medium to large stones. These were fitted together as carefully as selection would permit, and then the space between the two walls was filled in with smaller stones, creating a kind of stone sandwich. Such walls took longer to build, but they seemed to reflect the values of care and endurance in the builders. It's not just fancy that makes me think stone walls can reflect the character of their builders. One of my neighbors in Brewster was a native Cape Codder who had had a hard and unstable childhood. This seemed to have bred in him a passion for stability in his adult life, in his work, in his family, in the houses he built, and yes, in his stone walls. I remember a wall he built one year to enclose his garden. Though not large or particularly high, his wall was far superior to my poor efforts. It was a wall better built and fitted than any stone wall has a right to be, a wall into which he put more time and effort than any man has any business putting into a stone wall, unless he plans to defend something essential with it. In my friend's case, it seemed an emblem of his resolve to shield his life and that of his family from the chaos and vagaries of disorder that he knew as a young boy. It was a wall built to last until doomsday and beyond, a monument to the principles of constancy, steadfastness, and stability that ruled his life. Neither of us lives there anymore.